Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been accused by others on the station of not being a guy's guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And in fairness, when we tried to nail down what a guy's guy is, none of us came away feeling like we wanted to be a guy's guy. Anybody, you get a man's man, now that's something you want to aspire to.
It kind of sounded like a guy's guy was a man's man in many ways.
But it
like
was.
Just an incomplete and utter what can you do around the house and what can you do with home improvement, essentially.
But the alternative was men who attract other men in friendship. Which, again, not something I think, that's not like a feather in anyone's cap that we're looking for here. Turns out, though, you might have just become more of a guy's guy.
All right, I want to hear how you explain this to me, because all I was doing was telling you a story about me buying a mini saw and taking care of. We came back from Chicago, and we have this big tree in the front yard, and it separated, part of it separated, and it was hanging down, and I needed a mini saw. So I bought a mini saw, and then I was out sawing this morning. Last night and this morning.
Ironically, maybe for the first time ever in show history, I think you're downplaying this a little bit.
I mean, it really was no big deal. I just bought myself a mini saw, and I was just sawing it up.
Because you got the one saw, you sawed up the first thing, and then you got on a saw roll.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I was cooking.
Like when I knew that you might have become a little bit more of a guy's guy, buying a saw doesn't mean you're a guy's guy. Plenty of men will buy that, never use the darn thing. Using it once doesn't, but when the first time you feel the power of a chainsaw and you go, that was fun, and then you go looking for
fun.
More things to chainsaw.
I was sawing up things that did not need to be sawed.
I did that.
It was a lot of fun.
I did that in Charlotte and really pissed my landlord off. It was falling towards my car, or so I thought, and I started chopping this tree down, and then it was just impossible to get down, and I was like, maybe it wasn't dying after all.
Basically, any of the trees that had kind of maybe semi got in my way when I was mowing the lawn,
absolutely.
I was like, you're gone now. And so we just chopped those things right off.
No, see, you got on a heater. You got a sawing heater, of course. Yeah, that's a very... I don't see how you don't see that as a guy's guy moment.
Well, so the worry I have, though, within this, and maybe this stems from a couple weeks ago, me talking about how I've hit elite status at Lowe's all of a sudden because I spend so much money there. And so...
It's a money brag as well.
Not a money brag. More of a...
it's a money brag.
You gotta have the money to spend it. It was grouped into the idea that I'm just at Lowe's a decent amount these days.
Okay.
But I feel like in the past like 3 weeks, it feels like every other day I've just told different stories about me doing what is perceived to be guy's guy things. And I wonder if I am overcompensating just a little bit here.
Oh, so you're thinking it's the other way.
I don't know if it's become obvious or not, but I feel like I can't even say anything that's remotely manly man or guy's guy. Like, I was hesitant to bring up the mini saw story because I thought you guys would be like, oh, you're just trying to be a guy's guy or a man's man.
I mean, I wouldn't have thought that.
Trying a little too hard here,
I wouldn't
maybe.
Have thought that till you said it.
Oh, so I was in the clear until I outed myself
here. I think
here.
You might have blown yourself
up. But
it's like Aaron Rodgers with an invisible wife.
Does it count that it was genuine? I saw the job I had to do. I got the tools to do the job. I had a lot of fun doing the job. And then proceed to do even more of said job around my property.
You keep selling that. Because now I'm starting to believe back again that you became more of a guy's guy.
I'm having fun with this.
I mean, how much fun? Like, did you smile while you were doing it? Like,
I'll
you
got to
sell
this.
Some details.
You know what I thought a lot about today? I thought a lot about the show, obviously. But in being here, like in between the break, outside of avoiding that pizza that's sitting right there.
Yeah, which is only a matter of time.
Well, I can't wait to get home to saw up more things.
Yeah, that's a guy's guy move there.
Like, I'm excited. The way that
you're
I get excited.
Thinking about sawing things up. That's,
yeah, the way that I get excited.
You're like 2% more virile now just because you said it.
Like, I want to go to a golf course, and I think about going to a golf course, you know, and you spend all your days like, all right, when can I go hit golf balls again? That's how I feel about with this mini saw right now. I can't wait to get home and just chop more things up.
I will say, when you say, I can't wait to go hit more golf balls, you then reduce the guy's guy part of this.
Well, I am just me at the end of the day, Nick.
I know, but I think my point
it is just me.
You got a bump and then you took the bump away.
That's fine. If I'll take a bump for liking golf, which by the way, I think is a very guy's guy thing to do, liking golf. It's one of the more participated in sports
in
this country.
Golf is not a manly man thing. Golf is, I mean, you've seen other golfers. It's not, that's not a cornucopia of, you know, lumberjacks and blacksmiths and thing like that.
They are at the Publix I play at, man's man.
So it's a sliding scale?
Well, I mean, we get all kinds of people at those public courses.
Not all kinds.
We get a lot of kinds.
Do you?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You get a very specific.
Oh, stop it.
I'm just saying.
You stop it.
I've been to a lot of golf courses. I've seen a kind. Like, I don't know that I've seen a cornucopia of humans, is what I'm saying.
I've seen a cornucopia of humans. Golfed with a lot of people, all kinds of kinds.
Okay. Hey, yeah, I believe you. Yeah. The golf community commends your selling a fight there. 216-474-0092. Did JP just become, this is where we try and land the plane? Possibly more of a guy's guy. I think so. I think you're showing your true guy's guy nature. I'll tell you right now, other members of this station who may or may not be, like Phelps, I'll give the instance, a car guy, that makes him a little bit of a guy's guy. He's not out there with a brand new chainsaw chopping things down. He's paying someone to do that. Mm. Not a guy's guy move. You can do it yourself. You should do it yourself.
I mean, I'll let him borrow it if he wants. He can borrow the mini chainsaw if he wants.
Yeah, but only if you then, in a very like talk down to him way, explain how to use it. And chainsaws, especially, do you have an electric chainsaw?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, they're the easiest thing to use in the world.
Couldn't have been easier.
Jim, in Strongsville, welcome to the show, friend.
Okay, first off, if you're going to refer to it as a mini chainsaw, you're already not a man, okay? And secondly, it's an electric chainsaw, which makes you even less of a man. What are you, seriously, what are you, a 22-year-old girl?
Jim, sounds like you're dealing with some compensation issues there, Jim.
Hey, Jim. If you don't have to put oil and gasoline in your job, have you ever mixed gas before?
By the way, you do have to put oil in the electric chainsaw.
Yeah, I had to put oil on it.
Because they have like an oil that basically oils the chainsaw for you.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I'm just sorry. I'm not buying this manly man thing. This is no way. I mean, seriously, dude, you're like a yuppie version of a manly man. I could see you out there with your
He'll
full get
up. He's not smiled. He lit up. Jim, you might have given him the best compliment ever because he really smiled at that.
I went from what the morning show perceived as nowhere close to anything manly
borderline
man to then being
feminine.
The yuppie version. I'll take that.
You called it a mini chainsaw. It's either a chainsaw or it's not a chainsaw. A mini chainsaw.
On that
really
note,
did?
By the way, as you got a little bit
the size of our chainsaw,
as you got a little bit into the gender specific side of things, there, Jim, I'll say Amazon. They had so I was searching for the mini chainsaws, and
this
one
is
of them
we're going to lose it. This
one,
is where
one of
we're
them,
losing
one
the
of
guys
them,
guy.
Not the one I bought, but one of them I bought said can be used by women. And I thought that was the most ridiculous out-of-pocket thing I'd ever heard.
It was actually written by Jim.
I was like, what did 1985 happen?
I did want to set something straight, though, guys.
Yeah.
Do you know why you couldn't find anything on TMZ about Aaron Rodgers' wife? Because nobody cares, Jonathan. That's why you got to stop back me reading People magazine, too.
It was TMZ. Why is it I can find out what Shohei's interpreter is eating in prison? You think people care about that, Jim? But that's out there on
TMZ.
Apparently,
they don't even who Aaron Rodgers' wife is.
This is what TMZ exists for. They exist to find out who Aaron Rodgers' wife is, and they're failing at their job.
Listen, you're driving ratings with the Aaron Rodgers' wife talk. I can tell you that right now. I know I was locked in.
And, Jim, thank you. Yeah, always positive. We appreciate you.
Jim's a ridiculous human.
That's a great point. Bove on Twitter saying, would a guy's guy let pizza go to waste? You know what? Spoken like a real guy's guy.
We're all letting pizza go to waste today.
No, we're not. No, I had pizza yesterday. So I've had pizza, and in fairness,
you have the same opportunity for this pizza as I have right now.
I'm a guy's guy with health issues, so I've been eating really, really well recently. So
that's the whole base of why I don't want to eat the pizza.
Yeah, but
to
you
begin
don't
with.
Have health issues. Totally different.
I had a couple of slices at lunch.
Yeah, look at that. Man's man. If people are saying that Mac Robinson is more of a guy's guy.
Okay, now he just knows. Wind up doll all over again.
And Jonathan
he just
Peterlin.
Wants to get me agitated, and he knows I'm on one today.
I know. The guy that, in your words, lives in his mom's basement.
No, it's his mom's attic, okay?
Is perceived as more of a guy's guy than you are.
He's on the top four, not the bottom four. We established that yesterday.
I'll tell you right now, he'd have a real chainsaw, not a mini chainsaw.
Yeah, what is that?
Jim probably drives.
Mini chainsaws aren't... Oh, come on.
Jim probably drives a diesel truck. I'm just going to say. It's a specific type of man. And he actually works at home. 216-474-0092. Is JP more of a guy's guy today? Because he bought a mini chainsaw, and darn it, he used it, and John Fanta takes a victory lap on the Guardians haters in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.